this is Lindy Kaiser, senior editor of ClearanceJobs.com. Welcome to this episode of ClearedCast. Today we're joined by Tim Hines, senior vice president of human resources at Frontier Technology, Inc., also known as FTI. FTI has been in business for 35 years, helping Department of Defense and government clients solve complex problems. We're really excited to learn more about their growth, their opportunities, and what cleared professionals should really know about FTI. So Tim, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us and chat.
Lindy, thank you. I'm looking forward to sharing some time with you and talking a little bit about FTI and what we do to really make a difference with the customers that we support and the missions that we do and the cleared veteran community.
Awesome. So FTI has had 7 years of 30 to 95% growth, which is pretty amazing. Certainly an impressive figure. As a small business, how have you made that growth a priority, and how is this a benefit to employees who are considering open positions with FTI?
Really all started with the founder of the company, LaVon, recognized the need to help with some decision analysis capabilities for the Air Force through the Small Business Innovation Research Program, which FTI has really been founded on. We've been able to win a number of phase one and twos, and turn those into phase threes, which has allowed us to create a discriminator in the space, and that we have the ability to sole source contract with government customers. That ability has really allowed us to take off and explode over basically the last 8 years like a high-tech startup in many ways. So even though we've been in business for 35 years, there's a great foundation that was laid to build the company's capabilities and the decision analysis tools that we use. But it's really been the last 8 years that we've seen, you know, that significant growth take place. And it's very exciting because in a industry that doesn't have that type of sustainable growth, the government contracting space in general is very competitive. It's very difficult to win and grow the pace that we have. But because of our unique tools and capabilities and our contracting structure, it's really allowed us to help customers really get work done that is critical and timely in a much more efficient manner than what a traditional solution would look like. So for our people, that means that we've gone from 10 employees to, I think we'll hit 400 next week. And really just over the course of the last 18 months, we've gone from 250 employees to that 400 number. So it's phenomenal to be a part of a company that is doing mission critical work, predominantly all in the secure defense space, and seeing that level of growth where people can come in and make a difference and an impact right away. Not only that, but have that career trajectory, because we can foresee that growth continuing for the next 5 to 10 years.
That's great. You mentioned you had those kind of phase one, two, three contracts. That definitely means that there's stability there. So hires that are starting today can see a future with FTI and moving through with your contracts. Is that a benefit that you kind of tout, or something you speak to in the hiring process, that maybe contracts today, but also the growth leads to opportunities in the future?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've gone through multiple iterations of org changes as we've grown. We've got a structure in place now where people can go from kind of an individual contributor, software developer, to a team lead, to a manager, director. They can grow within their sphere of responsibility. We act like a mature company, and we've been in business for 35 years, but a lot of the maturity has really taken place over the last couple of years as we've grown and seen the need to put that structure in place so that people can see ways to grow their career, both technically, experientially, and from a monetary standpoint. And so we're very proud of that. We're very stable. We're very secure in what we do. We don't have the traditional contracting cycles where things come up for recompete and you could potentially see work turning over from a company to another company, and the names on the paychecks are different, you know, every 3 or 4 years. That's not our business model. So when we've got employees that have been with us for 30 years, 25 years, it's a very, very unique environment and culture. And we're just so blessed to be able to provide the opportunities and provide the security and sustainability for people to grow their careers and know that they're doing something meaningful. And I kind of look at our culture as It's kind of the heartbeat of the company. And if you want to work for a company that's got a soul, then FTI is the place for you.
Yeah, that's a great point. And that leads really well into my next question. You can't go to the FTI site without being hit with your company values kind of all over the place and how that vision plays out. So how do those company values even play out in a hiring process? How can candidates exemplify those values? And then how can they expect to benefit from those values if they become a hire or become an employee?
Yeah, it's a great question. And from the outset, from a recruiting standpoint, we try to really touch on the fact that, you know, we're obviously looking for people that have, you know, high levels of subject matter expertise. I think 95% of our workforce, you know, has some level of clearance. That's just the space we work in. And so that'll continue to be a requirement for us. But more importantly, we're looking for people that are going to come in and be a good fit culturally. So we want people that are passionate about the work they do, committed to the customer's mission. But more importantly, understand that we believe in giving back to our community, and we're very employee-centric as well. So those aren't just words on paper. We want to make sure people that join FTI and want to be a part of FTI really understand that it truly is a holistic opportunity. The culture is at the forefront of that, and it really guides all of our decision-making. It helps guide us and the people that we bring in. It guides our leaders and the decisions they make. And it helps guide us in terms of the work that we do, because we do believe that the work that we do is mission critical. And our nation's security is something that our founder believes strongly in supporting. And it's where our CEO, Ron Schroeder, views us today. And so it's not just words on paper. It really, truly is who we are. And for people that, you know, kind of have those same beliefs and believe in a great balance between work and community and giving back and providing opportunities for charitable activities, then this is a great place for people to consider coming to work, because we live those values every day. And hopefully when we're talking to people, they can sense that as well through our recruiters and our managers, even our customers that have an opportunity to speak with people, speak of the values and how we really put our people and our communities at the forefront.
And related to those values, you know, you talked about how your focus has largely been on DoD customers and clients, and then that spills out into kind of definitely having a military focus. Can you speak to your military hiring and how military hiring plays into your company vision, and then why hiring vets is important to FTI?
It has been a foundational component for us because of the type of work we do. It really requires, in many instances, the people that have been doing the work, you know, on the ship or as part of the aircraft or in some of the cyber arenas, that come out of the military and have that subject matter expertise to come into what I'll call, you know, kind of a private world and be able to continue to leverage those experiences and that knowledge that they have to continue to support similar types of missions. We've made it a goal of ours to really focus on transitioning military. We have a young man that we hired that was a transitioning officer as part of our recruiting team. He is helping us to build out a foundational strategy, working with the different transitioning centers across the U.S. To really put a thrust on helping people make that transition, because it's not just about getting a job. It truly is about being able to come into a company that is going to not only provide you with an opportunity to work, but also understand when people transition, there's a completely different way you have to not only transition from a work standpoint, but, you know, how you work and how you engage and how you interact with people and how you look at structure and leadership principles. And we're fortunate to have a lot of leaders in the company that have made that transition successfully and are mentors to people coming in to help them as they go through that process, because it is something that I think people take for granted. It's easy to say, hey, you know, you're going from one job to another, but really you're going from one environment to a completely different environment. It's that immersion process that we have been very, very focused on helping our transitioning veterans be able to successfully do and make it as seamless as possible, because they've given back to our country for so long that, you know, we feel obligated to do what we can to help them in their next career move.
And I think some of those things that you point out are really important, the mentorship piece and kind of the training aspect, because, you know, one of the data points that we see is veterans are certainly in high demand, but there's a higher percentage of vets who hop into a job and then 6 months, a year later, are like, this isn't quite the work that I wanted to be doing. So maybe you can speak to that, how some of the things, initiatives that you're implementing help not just kind of hire those folks, but enmesh them in that company culture that's so critical.
A couple of things we're doing, and it starts right from the outset. So we started hosting targeted events for transitioning military members. So where we can talk about not just the job opportunities, but we can also provide insight into what to expect in the first 6 months of a new job, things to look out for, whether you come to work for us or somebody else, that you should be aware of as you're transitioning and you're going through that, potentially even the terminal leave process where you're one foot in, one foot out, how you can plan for that next journey. So we try to help immerse people just in some of the fundamental things from a knowledge standpoint from the outset. And then when we start to look at actually bringing somebody in after we've made an offer and hired them, we try to set them up with a buddy. We certainly make sure the management team has a 30, 60, 90-day plan, not just about the goals and objectives from a work standpoint, but how to immerse that person into the company culture, how to make sure that they're touching base with them and talking about things like structure, helping them with some online training classes to understand how to navigate office dynamics, because all those things are different. When you're in the military, it's very structured, it's very oriented, regimented. And we believe that helping people from that structured environment to a structured environment that has a lot of dynamics to it, that's fluid, helps people immerse themselves. And we saw this, you know, you said it probably 2 years ago, we saw a lot of people that were coming in right out of the service. It wasn't really what they thought it would be, or the nature of doing work differently for us wasn't what they had anticipated. And so what happens is people will, they don't necessarily go find another job right away, but they certainly are like, this isn't what I thought it would be. So they leave. And we saw that, and we had to make a conscious decision, because we do hire so many veterans and so many transitioning military members because of the nature of the work we do, that we had to invest in them in a different way. And I think we're starting to see the results of that, because the number of people that we're hiring that were leaving earlier has dramatically gone down. And I think, again, it goes back to the culture. Once you've had a chance to kind of immerse yourself, spend some time with the company, spend some time with the people you're working with, certainly doing the mission that you do and the work that you do, there's a comfort level there. But then the people that you're doing it with and the company you're doing it for, people really gravitate back to that culture, and the culture being the guiding star for us as to, you know, why people join us and why we've got so many people that have been with us for so long.
An interesting market and dynamic that we have now, and job security and employee retention are both big. So from the employer side, you want to retain employees. You kind of spoke to that with the veterans. How do you kind of make them comfortable and make it a place they can stay? And for employees now, we're seeing, again, kind of a resurgence of interest in job security. How does FTI help create new opportunities for existing employees so that they know they have that job security?
Great question. So we do a lot of very technical work. And so we've got a large base of engineers, developers, architects, as well as just business analysts and roles like that. What we found is a developer likes to do really cool stuff. And so what we try to do is make sure people have an opportunity to work on different things that not only are they doing, you know, the things that they really love to do, but they're able to do different things in different areas of the business that they might not normally have an opportunity to do. We also have a tremendous amount of opportunity for career growth. As we keep growing, we need people to go from junior level to more senior level positions, take on more responsibility, broaden the scope of work that they do. We invest in training. So both informal through online learning platforms to formal development and leadership training. We've got a commitment there to continue to help grow our leaders, so we're not hiring them externally. And then we have an investment arm in research and development, because that's the nature of who we are. So a lot of our people have an opportunity to go and participate in new programs, new work, do research activities, and potentially even, you know, develop new technologies, which I think, you know, for those in the technical world is something that very invaluable, because they want to be able to not only use the coolest technology in the marketplace, but they also, many people want to go and develop new technology as well. And so we give people that opportunity. So it's both vertical and horizontal, you know, in terms of that career trajectory. We try to ensure people have more exposure to other things so that they don't feel like they're segmented or siloed in any one area. And because of the growth, we're doing so many more things today than we did in the past, and we can foresee that continuing, so that as we grow, the agencies that we support, the arms of the services that we support has predominantly been DOD, but we are starting to see the opportunity to spread out even further into the federal civilian world as well.
That's great. I'm really sensing the emphasis on technology with Frontier Technology Inc., which makes a lot of sense. And when you invest heavily in making sure you have really high quality technology professionals within your company, and then making sure those professionals are continuing to grow in their skills, and then that obviously benefits your customer as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's interesting. We started as a technology company because we created technologies and decision analysis tools and capabilities, but we're very agile. We're a services business. So it's not just the products, but the people behind the products that really make a difference. And it's those people that are leveraging those capabilities and building upon those capabilities that really makes a difference to the missions we support for the different branches of the service.
Mm-hmm. And if there was one thing you wish cleared professionals knew about FTI, what would that big takeaway be?
I kind of said it earlier, as a company, we're very fortunate. First and foremost, to be a cleared professional is an honor and a privilege, because it's not something everybody can do or everybody has an opportunity to be. And for us, because of the nature of the work we do, like I said, over 95% of our workforce, you know, carries some type of clearance. And we're starting to even delve into getting people cleared because of the demand that we have. And I think for those individuals, there's a value to the clearance. And obviously, there's a demand for people with the skills and clearances in the marketplace. But for us, I just want to come back, and it's not necessarily something new, but because our culture is foundational to who we are as a company, we're not going to have programs migrate from one company to the next, you know, through the recompete process. When you get into FTI, it truly is an opportunity to have a home, use the knowledge and the skills you have to really be able to do really cool work for really important customers that really impacts our nation's security, or our, you know, touches the lives of civilians across the country. And to be able to have meaningful work, compensated well, to have a culture and a quality of life that you can feel proud to talk about with anybody that asks you. I think that's really who we are, and it's who we will forever be, because that's the heart and soul of our CEO, who embodies the values of the founder of the company, who's no longer with us. So it really is a great company to work for, and we're just so proud to have the opportunity to work with so many people that have sacrificed for this country.
Awesome. Well, thank you again so much for your time being with us. I think, yeah, I want to emphasize again, when you check out FTI, speak to folks who have worked with FTI, those core values really kind of layer into every person who kind of is in touch with your company, from the recruiting side to professionals on the ground to customers and even partners in other places in industry. And again, across the website and across what you're doing, you can tell how that culture, the commitment, compassion, charity, the core values lead into all those other benefits that employees care about, like mission first and compensation. So when you start with the right values, it trickles down to all the right places. So encourage folks to check out FTI. Again, thank you, Tim, so much for your time chatting with us today.
Thank you, Lindy. It's my pleasure and honor. Thank you.
This is Lindy Kaiser, Senior Editor of ClearanceJobs.com. Thank you again for listening to this episode of Cleared Cast. For more security clearance news and defense industry information, please visit news.clearancejobs.com.